Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of normal flora found under the microbiology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction. Normal flora are diverse bacteria that colonize our skin and mucous membranes. They are relatively stable flora throughout life. The effects on the body may be beneficial, and they may be harmful. They also may have no benefit or harm. Neonates are born sterile, but they are very rapidly colonized by bacteria after birth. Sterile areas are areas that do not come into contact with the external environment but can become infected. These include the brain and spinal cord, the lungs, blood, heart, and bone. When it comes to the skin, the predominant bacteria include Staphylococcus epidermidis, Staphylococcus aureus, and Propionibacterium acnes. When it comes to the nose, the predominant bacteria include Staphylococcus epidermidis and Staphylococcus aureus in some people. In the oropharynx, the predominant bacteria are anaerobes, viridans group Streptococcus, and Streptococcus mutans, which grows on biofilms on teeth. In the GI tract, predominant bacteria include Helicobacter pylori, anaerobes such as Bacteroides, and E. coli. In the urogenital tract, the predominant bacteria include Staphylococcus saprophyticus, E. coli, group B Streptococcus, and Lactobacillus. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to normal flora, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 36-year-old male suffered a gunshot wound to the abdomen that required an emergent exploratory laparotomy to repair and resect damaged portions of the bowel. 4 days later, the patient reports increased generalized abdominal pain. His vital signs are as follows. Temperature is 38.5, heart rate is 110, blood pressure is 110 over 60, respiratory rate is 18, and oxygen saturation is 96%. Physical exam reveals extreme tenderness to palpation of the abdomen, as well as rebound tenderness, worse in the bilateral lower quadrants. The abdomen is mildly distended with guarding and decreased bowel sounds. The surgical and bullet entrance wounds appear intact, without any evidence of leakage or drainage, erythema, or warmth. Initial lab work shows an elevated white blood cell count of 17. A CT scan of the abdomen shows a 4-centimeter abscess in the left lower quadrant. Which of the following organisms is the most likely cause of this patient's current presentation? Choice 1, Pseudomonas. Choice 2, Salmonella. Choice 3, Bacteroides. Choice 4, Enterococcus species. Choice 5, Streptococcus bovis. The correct answer is choice 3, Bacteroides. This patient is suffering from an intra-abdominal infection. Bacterial infections in the abdomen are typically polymicrobial, with Bacteroides fragilis and E. coli as the two most common organisms. Bacteroides fragilis is an anaerobic gram-negative rod that is found as part of the normal gastrointestinal tract flora. An abdominal infection with this organism often results from endogenous transmission from the gut due to either abdominal trauma or emergency abdominal surgery. It may be treated with metronidazole, clindamycin, or cefoxitin. However, abscesses should be surgically drained when possible. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Bacteroides fragilis and E. coli are the two most common organisms found in abdominal infections, particularly after preceding abdominal surgery or trauma, making answer choices 1, 2, 4, and 5 incorrect. That's all for this review about normal flora. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.